SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Southeastern United States still grappling with rising death tolls, lack of vital supplies, and just way too much water. The devastation, unbelievable, even though the Hurricane Helene is long gone now. North Carolina Director of Emergency Management, William Ray.
I want to remind all North Carolinians that conditions on the ground remain extremely dangerous, even as flooding has continued, and it will continue to recede. Roadways are damaged. There are downed power lines and unstable ground. There are still many rain-swollen rivers across the mountains, and it may take some time for the flooding to fully dissipate.
Governor Roy Cooper.
Please stay off western North Carolina roads so that emergency responders, utility crews, and desperately needed supplies can get through. We don't need people visiting western North Carolina viewing the damage.
Also at srnnews.com, huge amounts of flooding and landslides in Nepal.
Rescuers in Nepal have recovered dozens of bodies from buses and other vehicles that were buried in landslides near the capital Kathmandu, as the death toll from flooding rose to at least 129, with dozens missing, according to officials. In Kathmandu, footage showed locals attempting to cross streets filled with raging floodwaters as they desperately held on to a rope. The following day, rescue and cleanup efforts were underway. Rescuers carefully dug around a body that had been caught under a landslide. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll in Nepal now stands at 148. Earthquake in parts of Central California registering 4.2. No reports of property damage or injuries. This is SRN News. Well, the governor of Delaware vetoing assisted suicide.
John Carney has rejected a measure that would have allowed residents of the state to end their lives with the help of a doctor. Carney, a Democrat, says, quote, "I am fundamentally and morally opposed to state law enabling someone, even under tragic and painful circumstances, to take their own life." Pro-life advocates campaigned hard against the bill, which just barely passed the Delaware legislature. Supporters say they will introduce it again next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling that more than 8,000 Catholic employers nationwide can ignore the Biden administration's regulations aimed at promoting abortion. In a sharply worded order, U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor of North Dakota granted a preliminary injunction to the Catholic Benefits Association, as well as the Diocese of Bismarck. More. This is SRN News. Death row inmates in five states have been put to death in 1 week. Here's John Scott.
This was the first time in more than 20 years that five executions have been held in 7 days. The unusually high number defies a years-long trend of decline in both the use and support of the death penalty in the U.S. The fourth execution occurred Thursday in Oklahoma, and the fifth took place later Thursday in Alabama. With the execution in Alabama, the U.S. has reached 1,600 executions since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976. John Scott reporting.
If 45,000 longshoremen make good on their threat to strike beginning Tuesday, they could shut down 36 ports from Maine down to Texas that handle roughly 50% of the goods that are shipped in and out of the United States. More details at srnnews.com.